Weeks have passed since Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald named a 7-member committee to suggest ways of streamlining the state's mining laws. Momentum for change stems from an untouched stash of iron ore in northern Wisconsin. Proponents of the project say it promises employment in a job-starved region. Critics fear an intricate web of streams and wetlands that feed into Lake Superior would suffer irreparable impact. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Betts listened in Tuesday to the committee's first information-gathering session.
The hearing stretched out over 3 hours. During much of that time, the 7 senators attentively took in what 2 experts had to say. First, Ann Coakley. She heads the Department of Natural Resources Bureau of Waste and Materials Management. One of its tasks is to work with companies interested in mining in Wisconsin. Coakley says every operation is different from the one before.
Each of these deposits has a different geology, a different size, different potential environmental impact. But looking just purely at the size of a mine, a larger mine would have the potential to affect more environmental resources, which could result in more study being needed.
Coakley was short on information about how long it would take to move the proposed Pinocchio Hills project south of Ashland through the permitting process because, she says, there is no application. Still, committee member Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay questioned her about the potential impacts to the region's groundwater.
The maps I've seen, it looks like what they plan to do would cut right through several rivers. And, you know, I don't know if these are creeks or, you know, I'd love the committee to go up there and look at the situation, but did you have any preliminary information on the hydrology?
Well, there are a lot of wetlands and streams in that area. There would surely be impacts to wetlands, and it's likely there would be impacts to streams, but that's only if the company is planning their 4-mile-long mine in the location that I've seen on preliminary maps.
Senator Robert Jauch represents the Ashland area. He says he's not convinced Wisconsin's mining law is lacking and therefore a hindrance to new projects. Instead, Jauch points to Coakley's department within the DNR and wonders whether it is understaffed, having only 1.5 members with mining know-how.
What would be needed if you receive an application in order to assure that the department has adequate staff so that you are responding to the inquiry from the applicant and not delaying other projects because you're taking staff from working on a particular landfill project and moving them over to work on a mining project?
It's just hard to say right now how many we would need, but certainly we would need more staff than we have today. And by when you say 1.5, we do have 1.5 people who can work on this right now because they have the expertise, but they actually have different jobs.
Wisconsin enacted its current mining law in 1973. Tom Evans' career with the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey stretches back nearly that far. He says the state crafted its statutes by consensus.
This was a time when various groups came together, mining companies, local units of government, environmental groups, state agencies, to talk about what would be the basic elements of a comprehensive regulatory framework. How could it work among all those groups with such various and different, seemingly opposing viewpoints?
Senator John Erpenbach from Middleton pressed Evans for more than historical information.
Do you think the laws need to be changed?
Do I think what?
Do you think the laws need to be changed?
Evans took a moment to gather his thoughts.
I think the answer has to be that it depends on whether or not the other aspects of our regulatory framework are being met. Are we protecting the environment? Are we enabling local government to interact? Are we doing the work of trying to make the best judgment we can about this project?
One person quiet throughout most of the hearing was Senator Neil Kedzie of Elkhorn. He heads the select committee. Kedzie did weigh in, however, calling iron mining part of Wisconsin's economy.
It's a resource, just like trees and water and everything else, that have potential to be used for economic development. Our charge is to look at where it's possible to streamline certain processes. It doesn't mean undercutting them or lessening them.
Although Kedzie plans to host public hearings in various communities, he says the clock is ticking. He wants to have a bill ready for both houses to consider during the current special legislative session on job creation. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.